Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is out this hour. Meantime, the ladies are holding it down. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is in. And, of course, our zingy, zangy Phil McKeon, who's had a lot of Starbucks this morning. So watch out. Anything could happen. He had the canned Starbucks. He had canned Starbucks, which is even better and stronger maybe than the drive-thru version or the in-person version.
That's like nitro in the can.
Exactly. So Will Smith still at the center of many controversies, according to reports yesterday, Jay and Victoria. There were some stories. Remember, a couple of days ago, the Academy had an emergency meeting of their Board of Governors, and in that meeting, they revealed that they had asked Will to leave the Oscars. Well, now there's a report that that wasn't exactly the case, that maybe this is the Oscars trying to save face. But what did come out, what was confirmed yesterday, is that the LAPD was ready, according to people who were backstage. They were ready to arrest Will Smith if Chris Rock wanted to file, if he wanted to press charges. Now, you could still get arrested without someone pressing charges, but certainly it helps the case if you have the witness or the victim of a crime ready to testify, and that tends to make it have some teeth. And so, according to people who were hearing this, Chris Rock, when he was asked by the LAPD and told that this was assault, do you want us to arrest him? He responded with no, 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 like he didn't even want to hear from the police. In fact, the director of the show said, Rock, you got to listen to what they're saying. And so he did. He listened to the police, and then it shows again not to to file a police report officially, which I guess led the LAPD to make the choice not to arrest Will Smith. Whether all of this stuff is true, certainly there was something to be said about his clout and the fact that his celebrity probably allowed him to stay in that room and at least at the moment not have any real legal troubles ahead of him.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, the whole thing is unfortunate, right? And it's this has been coming up on a week now. This is a story that just doesn't seem to go away. And it has so many layers to it. You know, on the surface, it's just, okay, you know, a guy overreacted and was overprotective of his wife. But there are really so many nuances to it as well. But I think it's a bad look. Whoever leaked it to the press that they had asked Will Smith to leave and that he refused to leave, making him look like he was even more of a disciplinary problem. That's, you know, I don't know, that was not a good look. And then TMZ, of course, reporting last night, the Oscars lied. They never asked him to leave. It's like, well, now you guys really look like you have no control over what was happening in the show. You don't know, you know, you just didn't know what was going on. We all kind of commented that it was an unprecedented amount of time that Will Smith was given to give his speech. I don't think that anyone's ever gone that long. And then even with, you know, the screen popping up to the Oscars logo, because apparently it was Venus Williams' dress. She was having a wardrobe malfunction. So, like, they pushed through that. They pushed through multiple wardrobe malfunctions. They kept bringing up the logo on the screen. He was crying, and he was a mess. It spiraled really quickly out of control.
It was a lot. It was a lot. And with so many people in the room who are coming out as sources but staying anonymous because of the quote-unquote sensitivity nature of what happened, but they're still saying, well, Will Smith was yelled at by the president and the CEO of the Academy. And then you have other people saying, no, he was told immediately, like, just calm down and you can stay. So it's hard to figure out what to believe when all of these sources want to remain anonymous, and they're saying varying things.
And the Oscars are taking a lot of heat for this. I mean, you've got the host of the show coming out. Wanda Sykes is one of them saying, you know, the Academy Awards really screwed this up. He should have been out of the room. He shouldn't have been allowed to accept his reward, all of those things. So maybe they were trying to save face, but it's really hard to create a story when there are so many people involved that are going to blow the whistle on what the real story was. There's also another element of this yesterday. And that's all the videos, a lot of it on TikTok, Jay.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you probably saw all of this about Jada's reaction after the big punch or the slap across the face of Chris Rock. And it shows her kind of laughing. At
she's laughing so much that her shoulders are gyrating. I mean, she's
yeah,
laughing
she's like moving
like hysterically.
Forward.
Yeah. Like she was, and that was while she watched the slap happen. And then as he's walking back and Chris Rock says, wow, I just was, you know, slapped by, or Will Smith just slapped the blank out of me. And then there's a chuckle in the audience because I think people were so nervous and awkward. And Jada's like laughing right along. Then Will Smith sits down again. Then he starts yelling at Chris Rock. And then everyone just kind of goes silent, including Jada, who just kind of looks over at him, and the camera's not close enough on her face to see what her actual expression is, but she's pretty stoic in that moment. Then he yells it again, you know, keep my wife's name out of your mouth. At that point, you know, Lupita Nyong'o is sitting right in back of Will. You can see her face. She just looks like she's in total shock. It devolved so quickly. It was just, it's one of those moments where I don't know that I'm ever going to forget it, having watched it live, and my husband and I were rewinding. We're like, did the audio freeze? Like, because the audio dropped out because they were censoring everything. It was just such a bizarre moment to have happen on live TV.
Yeah, and I'm
globally,
sure for the Oscars,
you know, globally,
too. Globally, right. And in certain areas, they got to see the whole thing. It was our feed that got kind of censored, and people ran to the internet. I know, Jay, as you're looking back, this has got to be the top story of the week as we look back at the stories and the headlines. I mean, we've got a war raging in Ukraine, and it seems that this slap has really taken precedence and has almost been the start of every newscast, I think, since it happened on Sunday.
Yeah, and you have a lot of people who are agreeing with that and saying there are more important things to be talking about. Why are we still focusing on this? There are a lot of people that still believe that this was a stunt.
I know.
It is astounding how many people
okay,
think
that
this
crazy.
Was totally staged and that this was rehearsed the day before.
Yeah, I don't buy that. There's just no upside. But I can see, I mean, if you look at some of the things like Jada laughing, like Will's face after he does it, some people are saying, why did Chris Rock keep his arms down? I was talking with my dad, and he said he had heard something where Chris Rock had been talking about how because of his size, he was victimized by bullies his whole life. And so my dad's like, I guess he was just used to it. Like, he just stayed there.
Well,
and
you can
took
see
it.
The way, yeah, but you can see the way he leans in. Like, he leans over like someone's going to tell you a secret. You know, like you turn your head to one side and you lean in. That's the position that Chris Rock's body was in, and he was not expecting to be slapped. He thought Will was going to say, maybe make a joke or say something to him, like, hey, leave my wife out of this or whatever. But it clearly he was not expecting to be assaulted. And why should he? Why should anyone expect that?
Oh, yeah. Everybody should have the safety to not have that happen. And it did look for a moment after Will slaps him and has that smirk as he's walking back down, I couldn't help but wonder, did he think that this would be taken as a joke? Did he think that maybe he wasn't as hot as he ended up getting when he was back in his seat and shouting, and it just was a joke that took a wrong turn or something on Will Smith's account, not Chris Rock's joke account?
I don't know.
But I don't know.
Will Smith's... Like,
there was a lot of emotions before and after that slap. Yeah, where he laughed and then Jada, you know, kind of, you could tell she was upset. And then all of a sudden he went from 0 to 60.
Yeah, and the rage in his voice when he's yelling, and yells
it
too hot. It was right. That was when I was like, no, this is real.
That's not.
And I didn't even have sound. We had no sound on the TV.
Oh, you could read those lips. Yeah.
Yeah, you could read the lips, and you could see the rage in his face. And I was like, what just happened? What did Chris Rock say to make someone that angry? But it's just it's so disturbing on so many levels.
And Jada Pinkett Smith is not a damsel in distress that needs rescuing. She has proven
that she can
handle herself.
And I think that's really true. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did this really interesting take on what went on with the Will Smith issue. If you didn't get a chance to see it, we'll have pieces of it for you and some thoughts as DJV show continues at 15 minutes past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
There's no part of our bodies that put in more work than our feet. And with all that work, your feet can start to ache. But luckily, there's relief for our overworked feet. Skechers ArchFit Footwear for men and women. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to design a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all-day comfort. They used 20 years of data and over 120,000 unweighted foot scans to create a podiatrist-certified insole that distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. See all the styles of ArchFit Footwear for men and women at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJ V Show. Dougie out today. The ladies are in charge. And I know, ladies, we're going to get to this maybe in depth a little bit more throughout the hour because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who admittedly, and you know, we all have our think people who say they don't have stereotypes and biases, probably wrong. And I'll be honest, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is in the class of athlete for me. Has nothing to do with his skin color. He's an athlete because he was so talented at that. That's how I know him first. What I did not really realize is what kind of writer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is. He wrote this piece. If you didn't get a chance to see it, he does all of these different blog posts, and they get carried in multiple media outlets, and he tackled the issue of Will Smith and Chris Rock at the Academy Awards, and he laid out this argument about why what Will Smith did was bad. And Jay, before we stepped away, you mentioned that one of the things that you noticed is that, you know, for a joke about someone's hair, Jada Pinkett Smith, it almost made Will Smith seem like women need defending in this time and place, when that's not necessarily the message that women as a group are trying to send to people. And was Will really needing to step in to defend Jada over a hair joke?
Yeah, that is the big question. Was that necessary? And I think the big answer most people can agree with, it's no, just capital N-O. There's no need. She's not a damsel in distress. Most women aren't. And this kind of, Kareem opens up about this in the article, and we'll get that posted on DJV's show, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But he opens up about this where it's a bigger conversation of not just this situation, but there are so many other instances where it seems like women need protecting, and that's just not the case. How are we fighting for equality amongst the sexes while also not being equal in how things are coming about with Will Smith slapping Chris Rock? What if that was a female that made the joke? What if it was Amy Schumer that made the joke? Would he have slapped her? If he did, would he have gotten kicked out? Is there a prejudice there against the sexes of how this was handled?
What if she was a single woman? That's my whole thing, and I can't wait to talk to you ladies about this too, and I'm so glad, Jen, that you found this op-ed piece that he wrote, because it's really thought-provoking.
Yep, definitely a great author, and it made me go down a rabbit hole realizing he's won all kinds of awards for journalism.
Yeah.
So pretty interesting. We'll talk about that in a bit. It's a DJV show at 20 minutes past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. It's time for trending, and we've got all the hottest topics. Follow us on all the social media platforms at DJV show, and a lot of tea to be spilled with Jay Kirshner in just a moment.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Trending news, and it's jam-packed. Got a little Britney news, but first we start with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jay, it seems that the coach surprised everybody with an announcement that he was heading out.
Yeah, very unexpectedly retired. He is no longer going to be the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is the second big retirement announcement that came out. Well, I guess third if you count Brady retiring and then unretiring. But yeah, so Bruce is actually going to be moving to a seated desk job within the organization. So he's not really leaving. And he did come out and say it's not health related. He is a 2-time cancer survivor. He's already had to step down once as the coach of the Arizona Cardinals due to medical concerns back in 2017. And he said it was just his time.
I'm happy it's not health related, because that was my first thought too. And then, of course, you know, my thoughts kind of went right to Tom Brady. You know, he made this difficult decision to announce his retirement, then maybe even a more difficult decision to announce, oops, sorry, I'm coming back again, probably assuming he was going to play for Bruce Arians again. They have a really wonderful relationship. And then, what, it's been a month since Brady announced that or so? I don't know. I don't know time anymore. And now Bruce is gone. So, and I, at first I thought that must have been the offensive coordinator who got promoted to head coach, but it's not. It's the defensive coordinator. That can kind of sometimes mess with the quarterback. So it'll be interesting to see if this is a challenging year for Tom Brady or if the system kind of runs the same and he's going to come right back and the team, you know, still has the same vigor that it had last season. But I'm sure that took Tom Brady by surprise, too.
Yes, Tom Brady's a superhero. I wouldn't worry.
He's such a coached, like, player. Tom Brady, I think he's going to be okay with no matter who his coach is.
Oh, I think he would absolutely get along and be respectful and everything. It's just, I'm sure he was probably looking forward to one more season with Coach Arians. And, you know, so that's kind of a big surprise. Do we know if Gronk is back? Have you heard anything, Jen, about your boyfriend?
I've been wanting to hear about that, but I don't know. I would imagine if Tom's back, he's got to be back. But Tom Brady did a lot in his last season, or at least what we thought was going to maybe be his last season, to help Gronk along. So to get bonuses
and all
that stuff.
Well, you need to keep
a
tighter leash on your boyfriend. So we know that
we have separate lives, Victoria.
I know you're busy,
lives.
But...
All right, that is trending news. Follow us at DJV Show. It is 28 minutes past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Acura announces that it will mark the debut of the next generation 2023 Integra with the launch of its first NFT and by becoming the first automaker to open a digital showroom in the metaverse. The first 500 customers to reserve the 2023 Acura Integra will have the opportunity to claim a limited edition NFT exclusively designed by 3D artist Andreas Vontersteg. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation and gas prices continue to hurt Americans. To help, President Biden released oil from the strategic reserves meant for emergency use only. But even Biden admits he doesn't know how much this will help.
My guess is we'll see it come down, continue to come down. But how far down, I don't think anyone can tell. And that, I'm talking matter of, I think, you know, days and weeks. But it's hard to tell. But it will come down. And it could come down fairly significantly. It could come down the better part of, you know, anything from 10 cents to 35 cents a gallon. It's unknown.
The House is set to vote on legislation today to legalize marijuana nationwide. Proponents say that legalizing marijuana at the federal level will simply reflect most states' existing policies that allow it in some form. The bill would eliminate criminal penalties and establish a process to expunge previous convictions from criminal records. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Senate Minority Whip John Thune, the Republican from South Dakota, told Newsmax last night, record high gas prices are not the result of COVID-19 or Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's the direct result of Biden's energy policies.
The pandemic affected supply and demand like it did on a lot of things. But what's affecting supply in this country are Biden administration policies. The you can change this very, very quickly simply by sending the right signals. And the energy producers in this country who are currently sitting on the sidelines because of their policies will get back in the game and start producing energy and restore America to energy dominance, which is where we were, when President Trump left office. We were, for all intents and purposes, energy independent for the first time in my lifetime. We were exporting energy, and that had to do everything to do with the policies, with the message that was being sent, with the incentives that were being put out there for investment. And right now, that has completely changed. This administration has no one but to blame but themselves when it comes to the high price of gasoline, because it is a supply and demand issue, and they are doing nothing but trying to squash supply in America.
Police in Los Angeles, California, were prepared to arrest Will Smith on battery charges moments after he slapped Chris Rock at Sunday's Oscar ceremony. Producer Will Packer made the claim. Packer said Rock was in his office shortly after the primetime smackdown when LAPD officers showed up and offered to take action against Smith. Chris Rock declined to press charges. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just that every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Dougie is out today. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Phil McGinn is our lone man holding it down for us in Washington, D.C. And guys, this caught my attention yesterday. I was out and about and saw a couple of people posting about this article that was written by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now, what I didn't realize, because I read this article and at first I was like, wow, I don't agree with everything, every premise that he put out, but it's just so well written, it just articulated his points really beautifully. And I was like, this is a really great piece. And so I started digging around and realized that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar does this kind of writing, and I just hadn't realized it. But he's been doing it for a while, and he's won a lot of awards. And so this piece that he wrote talks about Will Smith. And he titled his post, and he's got a whole big blog post, basically, on his website. And he said that Will Smith did a bad, bad thing. And in it, he goes through why, really kind of what happened and what he did. And his premise was that he did a lot more damage than he did to Chris Rock's face. He said, with a single petulant blow, he advocated violence, diminished women, insulted the entertainment industry, and perpetuated stereotypes about the black community. And then he went through and kind of went through each of these points. Now, as soon as I read it, I was like, Victoria, I texted you. I was like, did you get
it? I was so happy. I didn't even know this existed. I was so happy that you sent this to me. This was so well written. I have followed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar just for, oh, actually, you're going to laugh. My mom, I'm not a basketball fan at all. I, of course, know who he is, and I couldn't tell you what team he was on, but I know he was
like,
in the Hall of Fame. Oh, okay.
It's a big deal in L.A. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm aware of him, but I've seen him more as, like, you know, doing bit parts on TV shows. He was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like, I've seen him on, you know, more as a sort of a, like a Shaq kind of personality, the way Shaq is sort of everywhere now. That's how I kind of think of Kareem. My mom has been a fan of his writing for a while, and I was not really aware. I think he has a PhD, too. Like, he's very well educated and not just, like, you know, the... You know, when, if anyone wants to say shut up and dribble to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, they better take a seat because he will school them. He's much smarter than anyone who says that to him. But, yeah, so I was really happy to read this, and I thought he made some amazing points. Now, I know you said you didn't agree with all of it. What did he say that kind of stood out for you that you liked and disliked?
So what's interesting is he went through and he talked about, you know, he felt the need, I think, to do. Clearly, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and I are not on the same side of the political aisle. But what I think hit me more than his argument, and I hope that you guys will read it, and I know we're posting it. Jason, she'll post it all over at DJV Show, or you can do just a quick Google search for this article. But he went through it and he talked about how this became a moment for multiple reasons. It became a moment where in one side of our mouth we're talking about supporting women's equality, women's independence, yet it seemed that Will Smith decided that he needed to protect Jada Smith, who seems strong by all accounts, against what was a pretty just kind of silly joke, kind
pretty
of
innocuous
name off
joke,
the cuff.
Yeah.
Right. Whether or not Chris Rock knew about the condition, we believe that he did not. I mean, you have to give people a little bit of grace. They don't always know everything that's happening with you. He took on Tiffany Haddish, who's a comedian, who said she loved seeing Will Smith defend his wife. And he's like, wait a second, if we have this movement where we're pursuing equality, why do we need men to jump into this role and diminish women because they can't defend themselves, essentially? He also said that it advocated violence. He talked about stereotypes. He talked about Judge Jeanine Pirro using this as an opportunity to say, take it out. You know, this is not the hood. This is the Academy Award, saying that this is an example of how it feeds what he called systemic racism in the country, saying that black people have an identity with some, that they are more emotional and unable to control their emotions and are more violent than other people. Right. And so he really kind of went through, he insulted the entertainment industry. I think he took to task the fact that Will Smith was allowed to speak for as long as he was, and in this very self-aggrandizing manner that he was all about protecting people. But what hit me more, and I thought the points were all really beautifully done, but what hit me more is I looked at this and I said, you know, this is what is missing from this country right now. We are in such a place. I thought the way that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was able to articulate his argument and make a statement about something that was a current event, it's so missing. We are so quick to just be like, write people off. Write people off that don't agree with us. If Will Smith does something stupid, we go, ugh, he's just an idiot. Or, you know, oh, he's the greatest thing ever, like Tiffany Haddish. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar took an event, and he took the time to write, paragraph by paragraph, his points about why he believed that this was a bad move. And I thought to myself, here I am, probably not agreeing with much politically with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, reading through this going, okay, we could have these arguments about systemic racism, about whether it's appropriate to call out Judge Jeanine from Fox News. We could think about all that, but I appreciated someone taking the time to make an argument. I think right now we're so quick with, like, the Twitter culture to just shut people down or say Will Smith's an idiot and not actually articulate why. And, you know, I take pride in what we do here because we have all kinds of political views. Doug is often wherever Doug is. Victoria's on one side. I'm on another side. Jay kind of floats around.
Jay just
in the middle.
Wants everyone to get along and be nice to each other.
And, you know, I really take pride because I think most days, and I don't want to be self-aggrandizing like Will Smith, I think most days we take our time to, like, articulate where we stand and why we think these things. But most people do not do that. Most people just don't want to hear from another point of view. Most people just want to shut everyone down. Most people just want to say, you know what, Will Smith, he's canceled, he's done. You know, this is a guy who actually put his words into action. I hope more people read this and are inspired by the fact that we need to start articulating our points of view instead of just shutting people down, not wanting to hear people's arguments. And really, to me, that's what I took away from it, even more than some of the points which I thought were really well made by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar about Will Smith. It almost took away from Will Smith, and I was focused more on Kareem actually making these arguments, and I was happy about it.
Yeah, and I think that, and that's a wonderful analysis of this piece too. I think that he made a lot of really great points. He is someone who is very concerned, naturally, about the black community and about its future, the future of young black boys, which he said they're watching. Maybe Will Smith is their idol, and they're watching this and thinking, like, that's okay as long as it's in the name of, quote-unquote, protecting a woman. And so, and then Will Smith, Will Smith had so many opportunities to do this right. He could have sat there, maybe made a face, like Kareem says, maybe he could have heckled from his seat. Wouldn't have been the greatest thing, but it would have been acceptable. People would have moved on. And then during his speech, he could have started by saying, I want to thank my beautiful wife, Jada, who, if anyone in the room doesn't know, she is suffering from alopecia. She's been very vocal about this, but maybe not everyone got the memo. And I love and respect her fight in this. He could have done this with so much grace and poise.
And I reacted emotionally.
And if he had done that, the only person who would have looked bad would have been Chris Rock for making the joke. But now, I don't believe Chris Rock knew that Jada had alopecia. I don't think that he would have made a cruel joke like that. I really don't. And you can see on his face he was confused when Will walks up and slaps him. He was like, dude, it's a G.I. Jane joke.
Right.
He obviously didn't think it was an alopecia joke. So I think that I think that we need to give a little leeway to Chris Rock, too. But as far as Jada certainly not needing a man to, you know, speak for her or defend her, only 2 days before the Oscars, she either did a blog post or it was an Us Weekly story where she said she doesn't give a crap what anyone thinks about her hair. Well, okay. So either you do or your husband thinks that you do a lot more than you're saying, and that's why he overreacted. But then Kareem makes a really great point as well. Will Smith's entire speech, he didn't even mention Jada by name. He didn't even mention his kids. He was all over the place. He just kept mentioning how he was a protector for the two young actresses who were in King Richard. He was a protector of the family. I mean, and then he started out his speech by saying, that he is weighed down by what God is expecting from him in this moment and who God needs him to be. Like, he's some kind of prophet.
Like the river.
And
he's being called to be a vessel of love. And he did the most unloving thing he could have done.
Yeah. But, like, I didn't realize that God himself had so much interest in Will Smith's life and career that we had to listen to 6 minutes of, you know, him on this mission like he's preaching from the mountaintop. It was so self-aggrandizing. And I thought that when Kareem wrapped up his piece saying that, you know, if you really want to be someone who, you know, is a vessel of love, or if you want to be someone who, you know, wants to protect other people, you have to also admit the harm that you've done. And he didn't even mention Chris at all, he apologized to the Academy, but to the people and his fellow nominees. Well, he didn't hit his fellow nominees. He hit the guy on stage. And it was so misguided, and I thought that Kareem just really broke it all down really, really well. So it was
a great piece. Especially with the young men, and you brought it, you touched
That's
on
important.
It, but He called out something that I don't think a lot of people did. I noticed it and I went, ooh, that just doesn't feel really good. But Will Smith's kid, Jaden, wrote, yeah, that's how we do it on Twitter after Will Smith hit Chris Rock, which indicates that this was something to be celebrated. This was something manly. This was something that they do a lot of in their family. But he said that effect on black boys is not what that what the community needs right now. They don't need to, yep, see someone who they respect saying that this is how you, you know, you become a superhero. This is how you protect people. And he said that the saddest confirmation of that was the tweet from Jaden Smith, who said, and that's how we do it. So kind of interesting. Yeah. And we'll get your thoughts on a DJV show about this article. It's definitely worth a read. Really well done by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And wonder if Will Smith will respond to this. It'll be interesting to see. I doubt it. Haven't heard much from him. It is 47 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Are you unhappy with your Medicare supplement plan? Are you paying too much for doctors or drugs? Did you know that you don't need to wait for the annual enrollment period to switch plans? You heard me right. With Chapter, you can apply to switch your Medicare supplement plan whenever you want. Chapter is a free service that helps you make sure you are on the right Medicare plan for your needs. Chapter searches thousands of options to find the plan that best suits your specific healthcare needs and could save you thousands of dollars each year. Because healthcare should be your choice, not a bureaucrat's decision. Whether you're already enrolled in a Medicare supplement plan or you're new to Medicare, call Chapter and make sure your choice is the right choice. It could be the last call you ever need to maximize your Medicare benefits. The service is free, so call today. Call 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422.
Parents, do you want your child's shoes to fit perfectly? Then you need to get your kids Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Because Skechers Stretch Fit shoes are so comfortable and so stretchy, they easily slip on and fit almost like a sock. Your child is constantly moving and constantly growing, so they need a shoe that moves with them. And Skechers Stretch Fit's soft, stretchable material contours to their busy feet. It's a perfect fit. And not only do they fit like a dream, they perform like one too. Skechers Stretch Fit keeps your child's feet comfortable all day long. With Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam and a breathable Stretch Fit knit, your child will be cool and comfy whether playing, studying, or just hanging out. Plus, you'll love just how durable they are. Stretch Fit is designed to take everything your child can throw at them, and if they get dirty, just pop them in the washing machine. It's that easy. Give your kids perfect comfort that adjusts to them with Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Find them at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever kids' shoes are sold.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And our tech guru is none other than Victoria Keelan. You can follow her at On Air Victoria. And it's a jam-packed week, Victoria. The top five stories start at number five with T-Mobile beginning their shutdown of the Sprint 3G network.
Yep. So this is like the merger that never ends. T-Mobile and Sprint have been going back and forth for what feels like a decade. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, I actually forgot about that. Yeah, so this has been going on for a long time, and T-Mobile said this week that their shutdown of Sprint's 3G network is actually proceeding as planned. Sprint has not had their stuff together. T-Mobile, during this Sprint merger, which closed in 2020, they also acquired Dish, which is also part of this deal, acquired Boost Mobile in July of 2020 with the goal of making Dish and Sprint's place kind of like together as the fourth wireless carrier. And so this whole thing has been a mess. And now T-Mobile has no choice but to ditch the 3G. As everyone knows, we're all in 5G land. And so T-Mobile has said they're moving forward. They're starting to migrate customers over from Sprint to T-Mobile. There will be hiccups. So if you are a Sprint or Boost Mobile customer and you're losing service, make sure you stay on top of it, and make sure you stay on top of your bill, because if you have outages or if you have days or maybe even weeks where you don't have service, which is unlikely to happen, but it could, then you want to make sure that, you know, you're staying on top of it so you're not getting billed for the service that you're not getting.
Don't like that. Number four on the list involves Apple Pay and Russia.
Yeah, so Apple Pay this week no longer is supporting the Russian card payment system Mir, which closes a loophole that lets Russians continue to use the service amid these economic sanctions that have been put on the rest of the country. Apple also noted this week that any Mir cards previously added to Apple Pay will also stop working by the end of this week. And so Mir is owned by the Central Bank of Russia. It was established in response to the economic sanctions that was put on Russia after it annexed Crimea in 2014. So essentially, this is an entire system that's been designed to skirt sanctions. And so now Apple Pay and Google Pay jumped on this as well, saying, okay, we are moving completely. And now Visa and MasterCard have also backed out. They've suspended all their operations in Russia. It's getting to be crunch time for anyone in Russia trying to use a credit card.
We reviewed the top five tech stories of the week at number three, Victoria. I've gotten this before where you get a spam message, and it's coming from your own phone number. That's super confusing. What does it mean?
Yeah, so this is like the next level of spam texting. They call it smishing. It's SMS phishing, smishing. And so, I've been smished too. So this is the next level. Normally you get a phone call or you get a text from a number that like kind of starts out looking like yours and then the last four digits or two digits are off. This is now the next level where from Verizon and AT&T, people have reported getting text messages from themselves. And when you click on the link of whatever is texted to you, it actually when you look to see who it's really coming from, it goes right into your own phone book, which is really eerie. So if Verizon says they're working on it, but they don't know how to, basically they've admitted they don't know how to fix this problem yet. AT&T is also trying to work on this. This is just, you know, when you spoof a number, your own number, it is really hard to report that to the FCC because it's your own number, so you're kind of telling on yourself. And what's the answer? Do you get a new phone number? No one wants to change numbers, right? We carry them with us now forever. So it's been a really big issue, and it's only getting worse. If you are inundated with this, you can actually forward, and the U.S., the government is actually encouraging people to do this, forward those spam texts to spam, which is 7726.
Number two on the list of the top five tech stories, Facebook apparently going after TikTok with this anti-TikTok campaign. What happened there?
Well, this is what happens when Facebook gets threatened, right? When Instagram was brand new and taking all the young people from Facebook, Facebook decided, well, we're just going to have to buy Instagram. And Mark Zuckerberg lost his mind over the possibility that he would not be able to buy Instagram, so he did. Now TikTok is the next big threat. So they've hired this firm called Targeted Victory, which is actually a company that GOP fundraisers have used for opposition research and things like that. So they hired them to do this smear campaign on TikTok, and they got busted big time this week, and I don't think it affected any of the users on TikTok.
Can't buy them, destroy them. All right, number one on the list, no surprise, big warning for Americans to look out for Russian hackers.
Yeah, the U.S. government this week is wary about the possibility of a Russian cyber attack on U.S. critical infrastructure, along with private businesses. This is not just our infrastructure and pipelines. Everyone needs to be on high alert. If you own a small business, large company, corporation, whatever, beef up your cybersecurity.
Use our hashtag Tech Talk, follow all the latest stories, and follow us at DJV Show at 59.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.